One of those organizations could be the IFC, the Interfaith Council for Social Service. They are, of course, a fantastic and pivotal organization here in Chapel Hill Carrboro, the amazing work that they do every day. They're one of the organizations that's on the ballot right now. So again, head to the website and vote and donate to support them. And we're joined on the phone right now by Jennifer Gill, who is the Development and Communications Director for the IFC. IFCweb.org, by the way, is their website for more information. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for having us on.
So those of us who are the people out there who are listening, who listen to this station regularly, I'm sure know about the IFC and the work that you do. But for people who don't know, tell us about the history and the mission of the Interfaith Council. It really is, it's multivariate every day what you do, and it really is significant.
It's so true. Thank you so much. Yes, so IFC's mission is to respond to the effects of poverty in our community and also to confront the causes of poverty in our community. We were started almost 60 years ago with just local volunteers. It was seven women from different faith communities who came together and wanted to respond to community need. And today we benefit from about 750 volunteers, 38 employees, and a board of about 17 folks that includes two residents of our shelters. We work really hard to make sure that folks have what their basic needs are, like dignified housing, healthy food. I think what makes IFC special and what I've really enjoyed about being a part of the community is that our values are really focused on things like respect for each other, social justice, self-determination, things like that. It really builds an environment of mutuality where no one is better than anyone else, and we're all here to be, we're all here for each other.
And what are some of the programs that you've got going? You mentioned the shelters. What else?
Yes. So we have Community House Shelter for Men that houses, at any given time, 52 men. We have Home Start Shelter for Women and Families, which can house 14 women and 10 families. We also have case managers that work to move folks into permanent housing. And last year, we moved 34%. Of our shelter residents into permanent housing. But we also supply emergency financial assistance to try to help folks who are in their own homes or in their own apartments to stay there. So we help with rent, utility, and other emergency assistance. We also have a food pantry and a community kitchen. The community kitchen serves meals every day, and the food pantry provides fresh local produce, pantry staples, and personal hygiene items Monday through Friday by appointment.
How have you seen your work change people's lives?
Well, it's been interesting recently. So I joined IFC during the pandemic. I came on 5 months ago this week. And what we have seen is that, well, first of all, I should say, our services continued uninterrupted, 100% capacity throughout the pandemic. And what we know so far is that from March to June this year, we served 25% more households than we did during the same period last year. What we're seeing is people who are at risk of eviction, who never thought they would find themselves in this position. We've even begun to hear from a few people who are relocating here from Louisiana post Hurricane Laura. So we need the community now more than ever. The pandemic has really disproportionately affected people of color, and we really feel like it's time to state overtly and purposefully that, we believe Black Lives Matter and that we are here. Like I said, and our mission is to confront the causes and respond to the effects of poverty. So,
speaking with Jennifer Gill, again, Development and Communications Director for the IFC, the Interfaith Council for Social Service, ifcweb.org. is their website, and we're talking about it in the context of our campaign for local here on 97.9 The Hill, the community nonprofit advertising fund. We're raising donations now, so head to our website, chapelboro.com/campaignforlocal, to make your donation. You'll be helping us, and you'll be helping 10 different nonprofits in our community, which could include the IFC. If you're on that website, you can also cast your vote. We've got a bunch of different nonprofits that are on a ballot. The top 10 vote getters will be the first beneficiaries of the Nonprofit Advertising Fund when this first round wraps up later on this month. So if you are one of the 10 nonprofits chosen, how will that help you achieve your mission? What will you do?
Well, I think one of the things that probably all of us nonprofits will do is probably request financial support. We've got a holiday meal program that's really well supported every year, and last year we served 735 family dinners during the holidays, so requesting financial support, but also calling for volunteers. As I said in our sort of brief history, we were started by volunteers. They contribute 28,000 hours every year. It's more than our full-time staff hours combined. So volunteers who are comfortable getting out and adhering to the social distancing guidelines and the mask mandate would be invited to support us. We probably also talk about our upcoming grand opening. We're going to move into our brand new building on 110 West Main Street in Carrboro, and we are busy planning a grand opening event and would love for folks to tune into that. It'll be virtual, but to tune into that. We'd also just like to start a community conversation around education and awareness of poverty and social justice in Orange County, perhaps bringing some interesting and important statistics to light and having a discussion about that. And we as an organization have worked really hard and deliberately since 2017 to move from a charity model that looks at symptoms of poverty to a social justice model that looks at causes of poverty. And that is something we would very much like a chance to talk about and engage the community with.
Absolutely. And again, speaking with Jennifer Gill with the IFC, we got to wrap up. But as we do, if people want to help the IFC right now, what can they do?
Well, lots of ways to help. Website's a great resource. So like you said, ifcweb.org. There's a donate tab in the top right corner if you want to donate by credit card. There's a volunteer tab. Also, there's a list of current needs. If you go under the About IFC tab and scroll down to current needs, I just updated that this morning. Everything from a washing machine to personal hygiene items and more. We also have an Amazon wish list and a Target wish list. Welcome everybody to do what they can. It feels good to reach out to others. It feels like you're taking care of your community, and you are, and it means a lot. We really appreciate it.
What did you add to the list this morning?
Well, I updated it, to be totally honest, Aaron. We had swapped out a COVID list for a while in place of our regular current needs. But what we added was a washing machine, a trailer so that we can haul some. We don't have an easy way to haul our grounds equipment to all of our different sites. Mm-hmm. We'd love a trailer. We also updated our grocery list and our Amazon wish list. So if you don't want to leave your home to make a donation in person, you can order online from Target or Amazon or your retailer of choice using our list and have it mailed to us. And we're always happy to unpack a box. Feels like, you know, a birthday or something when we get those through the mail.
Again, ifcweb.org. Go there for more information, including that list of needed items. Donate, volunteer, do what you can to support the IFC. And don't forget to head to our website, chapelboro.com/campaignforlocal. Get more information about the Campaign for Local Community Nonprofit Advertising Fund. Donate to that fund. Your donation will go to 10 different nonprofits in our community in the form of advertising credit. And don't forget to cast your vote in the ballot on that same website. Jennifer Gill, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you, CHO. And thanks and good luck to all the nonprofits. Wish you lots of luck.